Well, good morning, friends, family, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our first inaugural Enlightened Networking conference call and our success call. And we are so excited to be able to share this very special time with you. We certainly want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day and your busy life to be with us. And we're going to give you a kind of an overview of our intention, but I'm Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, with my beloved
Robin Blank Mascari. Sitting right next to him.
Yeah, and we are just so excited to be able to share this special time with you and want to congratulate you for taking time out of your busy lives, as I said. And in order to grow, you sometimes need to go slow, and sometimes you need to slow down to speed up. And I'm glad you've all slowed down for, 30 or 40 minutes to spend with us this first Friday morning. And it's certainly our intention to provide real value that you can take away and that will, by God's grace, make a difference in your life today, tomorrow, and throughout the next week, and maybe throughout, weeks and months and all time to come. So let me just go over the brief structure of the call. And the calls are being recorded. We are going to be sending out a notice of the recording phone number. And I do want to make note that the number everyone received was one digit off, and one digit off will mess up a phone number. The last digit in the playback number is 5, not 4. We'll send out a notice. So it's 712-432-1085 is the playback number, 24/7, and that's with the same PIN number. So Robert and I are going to give you just kind of a brief overview of why we're starting these Enlightened Networking calls, what our vision and intention is, and then, we're going to actually dig in, give you some meat today, principles on living a principle-centered life that we think might help you and your business. And then we're going to close out the call, and then we'll stick around and open it up for Q&A or any feedback. So thanks so much. And, and I guess let's just start with Robin talking about the vision of why we're starting these Enlightened Networking weekly calls. And our number one objective is to create a safe space where people from all companies and professions can come together and learn without, fear or concern of being promoted or pitched on any other business opportunity. These calls will be clean and made available to everyone from all companies and, again, all professions, where they can come on their own or bring their organizations without fear of them being proselytized into some other business. The calls have actually been, I think, Robin.
Okay. So we're going to start out Enlightened Networking with these weekly calls. There's a bigger picture and a bigger vision, and our website will be unfolding, and we are developing a community of wonderful people like each and every one of you, and a place to gather once a week on these calls for inspiration, education, wisdom, knowledge, tools and resources that can help you sharpen your skills, that can, really strengthen the character that really helps us really live our life more fulfilled with more joy and more success and fulfillment. So we'll be sharing many, many resources. And just a little bit of where this came from. Personally, I've been on a quest of personal and leadership development for over 30 years. And Gregory said it sounded like I was an old lady, so he wanted to make sure that I said it correctly. It has been a love and passion of mine. And through all these years, I've been blessed to work with and experience some of the finest teachers, leaders, speakers, authors, really of our time. And it is truly my joy to share these people with you and their gifts and their wisdom. And many years ago, or not that many, several years ago, I offered a call like this for my team in another company. And it was every week we had a personal development call, and it was really a beloved call and a very well-attended call, and it built a wonderful community because it's great to hang out with people that are growing and learning and open like yourselves. So we took that concept and expanded on it, and that's what we're sharing here. And in Enlightened Networking, we're going to have a community that will be sharing resources with each and every one of you. We'll have eventually a blog. We're working on it. We're learning our technology like everyone else. And so we're going to be sharing some great people and great speakers. And let's see. I want to make sure I cover things. Gregory?
Yeah, I think as Robin's saying, this call has been several years in the planning and many years in the making, you know, based on Robin's background and my background. And, you know, I've been full-time in direct sales network marketing for well over 20 years, and prior to that owned my own small business for, you know, over 10 years, close to 15 years. So I come from both sides. I guess I like to say I come from 15 years of conventional and 23 years of non-conventional business. But our goal is to take our collective experience and contacts and bring them together here once a week on the phone for you to create a place where you can dip in once a week, you know, get some inspiration, some wisdom, some knowledge, you know, where you can learn principles, processes, philosophies, and technologies. And that's kind of the banner we're going to run with: principles, processes, philosophies, and technologies that will be shared by some of, you know, the most new forward-thinking people available to us today. So, you know, our goal is really to create a space where conscious people can come and raise their consciousness a little bit. And Robin always likes to give this quote from Buddha, which is...
I think when you use the term enlightened, it's kind of nice to have some definitions. So one of my favorite definitions comes from Buddha on enlightenment, and that's catching ourselves off track quicker than the time before. And the opportunity we have by sharing a lot of the wisdom from these great people is that it will raise our awareness so that we can be more at choice and make those simple adjustments, shifts, whatever it may be, so our life can be more of grace and ease. So,
you know, this profession has been, you know, and Robin and I are both full-time in direct sales network marketing, like many of you, whether you're in network marketing, direct sales, or party plan. And, you know, and we've been so blessed. This profession has been so good to us for so long that this was just our way of paying it forward, we feel. And the principles we've learned, we have learned apply to all areas of life. And my philosophy about truth and principles is principles are kind of, you know, inexorable. They never change. They work even when you don't understand why they're working. So our goal is to bring principle-centered teaching and training and inspiration and knowledge to you on a regular basis from some of America and the world's leading-edge, new thought speakers, trainers, authors, lecturers from all areas of life, and the skills and knowledge that they share will apply in all areas of life. And certainly I learned a long time ago that one of the keys to success in life, and we'll have this as a topic, I'm sure, in one of our calls, is balance. And we've all been out of balance, and we know what it feels like, and we've all had moments of balance when we're in the zone and life is flowing, and our family, our health, our community, our business, it's all flowing, and doesn't that feel good? Take a deep breath on that one. So, you know, Robin, maybe you'd like to just, you know, share some insight to some of the, you know, amazing people that we're going to be having and some of the topics we'll be covering on some of our upcoming calls.
Thanks, Gregory. And this is where my true joy comes in, is really sharing the treasures that I've collected. And many of you are on the phone, and some of you will be some of our presenters. When I put the list together for the initial invitations of inviting people to be a speaker and contributor on these weekly calls, we have more than a year's worth of speakers already. I've been collecting them over the years, and like I said, I've been privileged to work with some of the greatest of the greats. And so these people are inspiring, they're enlightened, they're world-class, many legends, and many legends in their own mind. But soon to be legends in the external world, too. And the topics, like Gregory mentioned, are going to cover several areas. So when we look at something like technology, many of us who aren't as young as some of these whippersnappers that, you know, have it handled, and I ask these kids to help me, whether it be social media or you know, technology things. They seem to have it down. But how do we make friends with technology and use it in the wisest of ways? Which, you know, for all of us, we know we're in, you know, life is about quality of relationships. People want to do business with people they like. So much of our overriding focus on these calls will be about things to develop and enhance quality relationships, and as Gregory calls it, mutually rewarding long-term relationships. So how do we use technology and social media and technology strategies to really develop deeper connections, not just throwing out a lot of communication and information, but using it in its wisest way? So we have some fabulous resources of people that are doing some cutting-edge things on web PR and social media and, you know, blogging, making friends with technology, you know, so all kinds of things, and even using technology for vision building and dream building. There's some, you know, we've been exposed to some fabulous resources. And when we get down to some principles, you know, there's so many fabulous speakers and coaches and leaders on the topic of leadership, which has been a love and passion of mine for so long, and different dimensions of looking at leadership and coaching. You know, whether we're entrepreneurs or in the direct sales field, you know, that tool, that skill, and we will be talking a lot about that distinction between character and skill, character, attitude, and skill, and how all of them have their roles. You know, the power, the importance of understanding the many different dimensions of communication. We've got some experts on, you know, the fine art of listening, and we'll get into something real special in a little bit. Personality styles, appreciation, networking. Most people, I realize, many of us on this line are professional networkers, and we don't even know how to define it. What is it? How to develop true connections, power partners, building referrals, trust. We may have a very special guest on that one, sponsoring, you know, branding ourselves. We all are, you know, creating a brand, whether we're conscious or not. How do we do that consciously? Building healthy partnerships. We have a fabulous expert on that. Crucial conversations. Many of you have probably heard that term before. And so speaking from heart and authenticity, magic of conflict, you know, the finest in entrepreneurship. And so we've got many, many wonderful things in financial strategies, winning the tax game, so success strategies, time management, it goes on and on and on, and into life learning and lifelong learning and things like mindset and mindfulness. So I'm going to turn things back
over. Well, Robin, actually, I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe you could just drop a few names of some of the people that have already committed or that we're in the process of inviting to be speakers on some of the upcoming calls.
Well, this morning, Gregory knows I was in tears of joy because why don't you say it? Because I might start crying.
Well, we had the opportunity to be at the Direct Selling Women's Alliance annual celebration a couple of weeks ago, and we had spent some special time with Zig Ziglar and his daughter Julie, and it was a true blessing. And Zig is just a legend. He's one of the legends in the world. He's one of the fathers of goal setting and personal development. And just, you know, everybody knows Zig Ziglar. And his daughter is following in his footsteps because he's up in years and he's kind of moving into the back seat. And she's kind of moving into the front seat. And she's the result of her father's, you know, what it was must have been like growing up with a guy like Zig Ziglar for a father. And she's Judy Ziglar is going to be one of the upcoming speakers on our call. And I know John Milton Fogg, you know, the world's greatest networkers, agreed to be on our call. Robin has a very deep and special relationship with the Covey family, Stephen Covey Senior and Junior. I think we can almost. You can almost bet your bottom dollar that one of them, maybe someday both of them, will be guest speakers on our call. Who are some of the other folks, Robin, that you envision having on the calls here with us?
Well, speaking of vision, one of my favorite inspirations in vision is DeWitt Jones. And those of you that have experienced him know what I mean. You want to be inspired. This is a man that truly takes that to a whole other level on vision and creativity. He's a National Geographic photographer. Let's see, Nikki Keahoho. Nikki is will go down in history as being a legend in our profession of direct sales and network marketing. She's the CEO and co-founder of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, and she gets to be our first full-time speaker next week. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Oh, my goodness, the names are – I've got so many. This last night I was talking with a friend who's going to be a speaker, and he's got hypnosis for direct selling, Dr. Steve Talman, but he's very closely connected with Bob Berg, and many of you know Endless Referrals. So there's so many names, and I don't want to get lost in the names as much as the value that they're going to provide for each and every one of you that are open. You know, I like to ask people, are you open? Because it requires being willing to step a little bit outside our comfort zone to embrace something a little bit differently.
You want to talk about our topic for this week?
Oh, I think it's a good time to talk about our topic for today. So we have a special guest speaker today, and he's sitting right next to me. And from time to time, you're going to be hearing Gregory and I talk about the 10 master skills. And so this morning, it is my privilege to turn the line over to my partner, my mentor, my best friend in the world, and someone who I just love working with. And in time, you're going to, as we continue through this process, you'll notice our different strengths. Gregory is the strategic guy who really creates the structure and support, but has tremendous content and value. And this morning, Gregory's going to be talking about one of the master skills, which is listening. So I want to turn things over to you, Gregory.
Great. Well, thanks, Robin. And we are so excited. And as we were meditating on what could we deliver today, you know, I thought, you know, at the core of enlightened networking, you know, what's one of the fundamental principles necessary to do enlightened networking? And one of my favorite terms, those of you that know me have heard me say it over and over, and this is worthy of writing and noting, the goal of enlightened networking, and I believe the goal of life is developing long-term, mutually rewarding relationships. Whether that's with your family, your spouse, your children, your dog, your business, your boss, your employees, your community, you know, the city council, the mayor, you know, the gardener, the maid, you know, whoever it may be, life is so much more joyful when we're consciously making enlightened relationships and doing enlightened networking. So, you know, listening is one of the foundational skills. And I think I'd like to talk just for a few minutes about listening and understanding. And, you know, I go back to the old, you know, the phrase from the Bible, seek ye first understanding. And think about that for a moment. Understanding is critical to everything. It's, you know, you need to understand before you can develop a skill. You need to understand the laws of baseball before you can play baseball and develop skills in baseball. You need to understand a little bit about swimming before you jump in the water and try. You know, you need to understand a little bit about a business or a profession before you jump in and do it. And I think it's the same way. You need to understand a little bit about developing relationships before you can really develop effective ones. It's not kind of... At some level, it is an innate skill, I think, but it helps to have a little bit of outer coaching. And, you know, it's hard for people to understand each other without listening. You know, Rob and I have found personally and professionally with each other, understanding is really critical to having a good day, you know, having a good life. And the foundation to understanding is listening. And so let's just think about listening for a second, and I want to differentiate listening from hearing. Because hearing is a physiological thing that you don't have to connect with somebody to hear them. And we've all had that, you know, where somebody has to say your name two or three times. You heard it the first two or three times, but you weren't really listening. You kind of heard it. Where I think listening has many dimensions, and listening is really more of a mental, emotional, and sometimes even a spiritual, you know, quality and skill that can be developed. And I found that in order to connect, you need to learn to listen. And, you know, as Robin mentioned, this is one of the 10 master skills, and we have kind of a trademark training we've done over the years, the 10 master skills of successful network marketing. And these 10 master skills apply to all areas of life. They are just universal principles of divine truth, I like to say. But, you know, listening is such an important one. And I think if you just go back to what I like to call the ear-mouth ratio, there's a reason God gave us two ears and one mouth. The problem is most people use them in reverse, you know, proportion. Most people talk more than they listen. And I think it's important, you know, again, sometimes we have to slow down to move fast. If you really want to develop deep relationships with people, I think it's important to learn to listen a little more, a little better. Again, whether it's in your business, in your family, in your church, your community, and life does leave clues, and just remember the ear-mouth ratio. Try and listen twice as much as you speak. If you're speaking more than you're listening, you're not really learning, and you're probably not really connecting. So another one of my favorite sayings, one of my trademark sayings is, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that is critical. If you just walked away from this morning session with two things written down, long-term mutually rewarding relationships, and people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, you've got two gems that I waited 40, 50 years in my life to figure out, okay? So, so people don't care how much you know how much you care, and we show we care by connecting, and we connect best by listening. You know, and one of my favorite quotes comes from, you know, one of Robin's favorite teachers, and Stephen Covey said, air is to the body as understanding is to the soul. And when we give someone understanding, it's like giving the soul a breath of fresh air. And I just love, love, love that quote. And how good we all feel when we're getting a breath of fresh air from a friend or family member or business acquaintance, that they're slowing down enough to listen to us.
And in that regard, we can tell when we're connecting with people. And one of the biggest mistakes a lot of us make, and this is where this exercise of enlightenment, our tendency when we see people is to go and start talking about ourselves and what we're excited about. And so to take a deep breath and choose to find out about them first. And Stephen Covey used to talk about this. He goes, it's a muscle we develop, and it takes maturity to do it, to not have it be about us. And yes, we can be excited about whatever it is we're excited about and passionate about, but if we can develop that muscle to really connect with what's important to them first and have other people feel like we care about them first, then it creates that opening for them to want to find out about what we're so excited about.
You know, a very important complementary skill that goes with listening, especially when you're in business and you don't want to just, you know, hear someone's life story. And you know, I was born at a very young age, and after I graduated from kindergarten, I went on to first grade. I mean, that can be very boring, laborious, is the art of asking the right questions. And questions enable us to guide a conversation, but not necessarily control or direct. Very important. And Robin,
sounds like a whole topic.
It really does. You know, but, you know, there's closed-ended questions like, are you concerned about your health? And then again, there's open-ended questions. In what ways would you like to improve your health if you were talking to someone involved in a healthcare or health-related product? So, you know, asking the right questions is really a good way to guide a conversation in a mutually productive fashion. Being a good listener doesn't mean you're just going to sit down and let somebody dump on you for an hour and a half about every situation and circumstance and problem, you know, that's ever happened in their life. That's not, you know, I think what any of us want to do, but learning to ask the right questions.
And with that in mind, we're going to have a few experts in that area on these calls in the future, and there will be whole topics related to that because it is one of the most important skills to develop. And you'll continue to hear me talk about skill and attitude, character, skill, and attitude, and how important each of those are.
here's the third and last quotable quote I want you to go home with, or you're probably at home, to be at home with, is learn to listen with the intention of understanding. The challenge is most of us listen with the intention of responding. And, you know, when somebody's talking and halfway through, we're going through pattern recognition and we're going through our memory banks and, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, wait, you don't have to tell me anymore. It's like we cut people off and we don't really listen with the intention of understanding. Most of the time, we're just naturally listening with the intention of responding and trying to relate it to a previous experience or habit pattern or something. So this is a muscle. As Robin said, you know, developing the muscles of personal development, developing a listening muscle that you're genuinely listening with the intention of understanding. You're kind of clearing your mind. And another important piece in that process is once someone has shared their thoughts and feelings with them, before you comment back on it, say, let me see if I understand what you're saying, sweetheart, or, you know, sir or madam, or, you know, my son. Let me see if I understand. I think what I heard you say is this, this, that, that. And she might say, no, that's not what I meant. You know, and, you know, it's very valuable to make sure you get clarity, because I found that you need to have clarity, you know, before you can connect. And once you connect, then you can turn around and you can deliver some advice. So now I get what you're saying. I really understand, believe I understand what you're saying. And what if? And then you can maybe deliver some guidance, some inspiration, some thoughts. So, what we'd like to do is, in wrapping this up is suggest a little homework. And I think we're going to kind of do that on each of our calls, is try and put some of these skills to work. And for the next week, I'd like to suggest maybe you could identify one or two primary relationships you'd like to improve. Personal relationships, professional relationships, community relationships. You know, think back. You know, what are one or two primary relationships you'd like to improve? Maybe they're already good and they could get better. Maybe they're strained and they could get good. You know, but identify a couple of relationships you could improve. And then practice connecting, listening, and understanding. Practice listening with the intention of understanding. You know, and asking questions. And sometimes I found, you know, a really good question to ask after someone has shared their thoughts or feelings with you, before you respond with your opinions about it, and we all have them, is, in addition to that, is there anything else along those lines you'd like to share with me? Because sometimes I found people have two reasons, the first one and the real one, and if you just run with the first one, you never hear the real one. So that's your homework for this week. Is practice connecting with the intention of understanding, you know, letting people know how much you care, and really digging in and, you know, to develop some long-term, more enlightened, long-term, mutually rewarding relationships. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Robin.
Thank you, Gregory, and that was fabulous. That was a little dip in the well, and I think all of us who have been on this path for a long time realize that this topic is massive, and it's a lifelong journey. I've had the privilege of working with some people, and we'll have one of them on our call that is probably the finest listener I've ever come across, and he's a professional coach. And I just, being in his presence, and I remember being with Stephen Covey in a room of hundreds of people and how I felt heard because I was the only one there, and how it does feed the soul. So we will be bringing on other experts to really go in deeper, dig deeper into this well, because it's so important and can literally transform the quality of our relationships and the quality of our life and the improvement of our business. I watch people that make this simple little change, and all of a sudden their contacts turn into connections, turn into prospects, turn into customers, turn into friends, turn into lifelong business. So this is really fundamental and foundational. And so I guess, do you want to talk about next week? Or you
well,
want
why
to...
don't you,
okay.
Robin, you have a special connection with our speaker for next week. Why don't you talk about who our featured speaker
I
will be
do.
Week number two.
As Gregory spoke about earlier, you know, we love this profession that we're in. Some of you are entrepreneurs. Some of you in direct sales, network marketing. Some of you are on the path of personal growth and want to join this wonderful community. And we will be having several speakers that are part of the direct sales and network marketing community. The reason I love this profession so much is it's, as Gregory calls a greenhouse, a safe place for people to grow. And, you know, when we work on ourselves, it directly affects our business. So next week we will have, as our special guest speaker, as I mentioned earlier, the co-founder and CEO of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, that's Nikki Keahoho. And Nikki is passionate about this profession. There isn't anyone, I think, in the world that has up-leveled the perception of our profession than Nikki. And I got an email many years ago from another woman who's going to be on our call, who actually created Audio Acrobat, one of those great technologies that support us. Her name is Pat Lynch, and she said, you know, I want to introduce two great friends of mine. And she sent an email to Nikki and I. We got on the phone. The rest is history. We get nourished and our cups filled up greatly from the work and service that Nikki has created with the Direct Selling Women's Alliance. And so you'll be hearing more about that. So Nikki will be on with us next week.
And I just want to mention for the enlightened men on the phone with us here today, the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, 20% of the participants are, quote, enlightened men like myself and others. And it's interesting to note that 80% of the direct selling profession is women. There are more women in direct sales, network marketing, and party plan, actually four times as many as there are us guys. So the wise men know their audience, and so Nikki is, you know, a celebrated professional speaker. She's a keynote for, you know, some of the top network marketing companies in the world, companies like Avon and Mary Kay and others, where she is highly acclaimed and recognized. So you can expect to get some real gems from Nikki tomorrow that apply to all men and women in the direct selling profession and in life.
And Nikki actually does refer to those 20% of the members as enlightened men, and she always acknowledges them because, you know, we're all in this together. So that's next week. Nikki will be with us and many other treasures. We will be sending some follow-up emails. And I want to thank you guys for your patience as we're in our learning curve with technology, and we do appreciate your feedback when, you know, something could be tweaked or whatever, you're not getting this or that. We do really appreciate you letting us know because we're tweaking the systems and in our learning curve, and we want to get things running really, really smoothly. And we are so grateful for those of you that are here in the beginning when the road's a little bumpy, but we'll get the numbers right and we'll get the emails out right, and it's coming together, and thank you.
So we're going to have just about 30 seconds of music, and then we're going to open the lines up for any Q&A. If you want to hang on and be with us, we want to thank you for joining us on this very first call. And look forward to sharing with you on a weekly basis. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. Gregory and Robin, signing off.